Black Woman's State of the Union is a play within plays, a series of stories that tackle the tough issues black women face in society. The all-African-American, predominantly female cast sheds light on black women's trials and tribulations through laughter, sorrow, joy, and tears. It's not easy for the cast and crew of Black Women's State of the Union to address these personal or often overlooked topics, but to many, like co-producer Michelle Flowers, that tricky subject matter can help spark bigger conversations in the black community.
Historically, we're at a critical time in our history, you know, in terms of political leadership. We see more black women in political leadership. We see more creative and entrepreneurial black women doing exceptional things. But these are things we've worked so hard to achieve, and we have to work hard to maintain these things.
It's a point of view that co-producer and director Keila Kitu also shares.
It's that state of a potential. We aren't flying. We aren't on the ground. We are just taking flight and exploring where we are in that context.
No topic is left ignored in Black Women's State of the Union. Actresses wage war on everything from beauty and love, skin color, and self-hatred. The actresses often find certain pieces within the play that speak to them in different ways. Sometimes, this personal connection allows the actress to better portray certain emotions on stage. But for actress Tamika Simpkins, the personal connection goes even further. Her performances are not only powerful for the audience, they're also powerful for her as an artist.
Art is supposed to do. It's supposed to take you on this journey, not only for the audience, but as the artist, and sometimes show you things that we can't see in ourselves that God and the universe intends for us to see.
Nearly every actress feels some sort of personal connection to the stories in Black Women's State of the Union. For actress and co-producer Lonye Perrine, that story is I Don't Want to Be, a story about a mother's loss and suffering, exacerbated by the murders of Emmett Till and Trayvon Martin. Perrine is a new mother, and thoughts of her child drive her performance.
You know, my son is 2.5, and every time I look at him, I have those feelings, oh my God, what if something happens to him? Or what if that situation that happened to Trayvon happens to him? You know, and it's something that, you know, we talked about earlier that you can't ignore, so that piece for me resonates deeply.
Messages of beauty and self-esteem appear throughout Black Women's State of the Union. It's a topic that, for many black women, remains difficult to ignore in the 21st century. Co-producer Lee Sherman believes that ignoring these issues of representation can cause more harm than good.
I think because there is still the Eurocentric standard of beauty as the standard of beauty, that black women are still feeding into that standard of beauty and feeling that our natural beauty is not enough. But I think as long as those media images are out there, there are going to be some of us that are still striving for that beauty.
You can catch Black Women's State of the Union taking flight at Company of Angels from February 19th through February 24th. Jillian Baker, Annenberg Radio News.